Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you are watching a movie, or listening to music, podcasts, or playing a video game, please make sure that you're using headphones or earbuds, or the mute button, as a courtesy to the other passengers around you. Thank you.
I mean, really?
Duh.
It's Flight Attendant Regina, and I'm back.
I mean, come on. Some people. I mean, honestly, really? Why do I need to make that announcement? Use some common sense. You're in public. You're on a skinny little tube. You got people in front of you. You got people in back of you. You got people, depending on what aircraft you're on the side of you, to the left of you. Why do you think it is okay to watch your Netflix movie or your anime with the volume at the max with people around you? It's the 21st century, boo-boo kitty. Seriously, if you can afford a cell phone, a mobile, a smartphone, a tablet, a Kindle Fire, any of that stuff, then you can afford a pair of headphones. They don't have to be Beats or Bose or any of that crap. Go get the cheap Sonys for like $11.99. But anyway, use some common sense. Have some manners. Manners go a long way. Of course, I'm not talking to all of you. I'm just talking to the few dodo heads that are on my flights that do things like this. It is ridiculous. Anyway, what's up, folks? And how are you doing? Me? I'm all right. I'm still trying to recover from daylight savings time. And that was the end of November of 2022. It is now February. I don't know. What is it? 2nd? 1st? 2023. And I'm just now sort of starting to feel normal. I swear they just need to just end it. I am sick of daylight savings time. It is freaking unnatural. Stop it. Anyway, so sorry about that little rant about daylight savings time, but it must be said. It just needs to be said. So the latest in the airline news, don't know if you have seen or not, there was an incident. I can't remember what the airline was. I want to say it was American Airlines. And I want to say it was somewhere in Texas. Not sure if it was, you know, DFW or Dallas.
So let me correct myself. It was Florida. Miami-Dade.
Well, wherever it was exactly. There was a woman traveling with her two small children. Not that small. But I certainly don't think they were teenagers. Anyway, she was traveling with her two small children. And she lost them in the airport. She herself. Now, when I say she's traveling with her two kids, she did not like to hand her kids over to the airline as unaccompanied minors. And then the airline is responsible for taking care of her children, making sure they get on their flight. And then there's another airline representative to pick them up at their destination. That is not the case. That's not what was going on here. This woman was a passenger. So were her two children that were traveling with her. And anyway, she loses these kids somehow. Well, not really. They reported that the kids just walked off to use the public restroom. And I guess they didn't say anything to their mom. Not for sure about those details. But anyway, when this woman realizes that she lost her children, or her children just disappeared into the oblivion, she begins having a freaking nervous breakdown and flipping out on the airline staff as if they did something wrong, which they didn't. That was her fault, basically. for not being attentive to her children, not paying attention. She's the adult. She's their mother. Why don't you know where your kids are at, lady? I don't know. But somehow, she was screaming at the airline staff, the gate agent, to find her children, to find her kids now, which that is not their responsibility. Airline staff, gate agents, flight attendants, whoever, we're not your personal nannies. When you are traveling with your children, you, as the adults, as the parents, as the guardian, you're responsible for your kids. You're with them traveling. But somehow, this woman thought that the airline staff was responsible for her children, and they should be finding her kids. And they're like, hey, lady, I'm boarding the flight. I don't have time for you. You're the mom. I mean, that's not what the gate agent said. But, you know, they're basically like telling her, you know, that she either needs to go like contact airport police or security. They're not responsible for finding her kids. But I think it was more so the way she went about it. She was like having a hissy fit, screaming, making a scene. She started damaging like the airport property, the airline's property, such as their like computers and monitors, keyboards, stuff like that. And I think she picks up, from what I saw in the video, it looked like she had picked up one of the monitors as she rips it out of the ticket counter and throws it at the gate agent. Like, this woman was losing it. And all her fault. It's all her fault. No one else's. I mean, yeah, her kids should have told her, like, hey, mom, we're going to the bathroom. Something. They're little brats. But more so, why don't you know where your two children are, lady? Anyways, I'm going to play a little clip from that. But yeah, let it be known. You, as a passenger with children, traveling with your children, you're responsible for your children. Not the airline. Not the airport police. Not the airport, not other passengers, you and you alone. Same for me if I had children and I'm traveling with my children, I am responsible. Period.
Things turning turbulent at Miami International Airport when a mother goes off on a gate attendant. And it was all captured on video there. Police say she was searching for her children who had wandered off without her knowing. But as 7's Jeff Lennox tells us, her meltdown left her caught and cuffed.
As the holiday travel rush builds across the country, it was tempers flying high Tuesday at Miami International Airport. Only in Dade with the video, a woman seen losing it at American Airlines gate D39. Traveling from Alabama to New York City with her kids, the family had a layover at MIA. According to the police report, 25-year-old Camilla McMillie took her frustrations out on a gate agent when she couldn't find her two kids. The children walked off to use the bathroom. Cue the gatehouse meltdown. While screaming, she goes behind a desk, tossing keyboards and ripping the boarding pass reader off the wooden counter. Then a different angle shows where she grabs a computer monitor, throwing it at the gate agent, striking her in the shoulder.
She went into a panic mode. That's what happened.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers right nearby, they got involved, holding McMillie until Miami-Dade police officers arrived. American Airlines quick to respond, saying, acts of violence against our team members are not tolerated by American Airlines, and we are committed to working closely with law enforcement in their investigation. Passengers reacting to the video.
Why would she do that?
Throughout the pandemic, violent encounters on planes and at the airport have soared. 1 year ago to the day, another viral video surfaced at MIA, an officer drawing his gun during this airport brawl. Two people detained in this fight, the officer okay. As this recent ordeal plays out, passengers in a hurry to make it home for the holidays, wishing people would pack more patience as they head out.
Clearly, she has anger issues because I would not do that. I wouldn't be able to hurt, you know, another human, especially like that must have hurt a lot.
Jeff Lennox, Today in Florida.
Well, McMillie is behind bars on a $13,000 bond, facing a number of charges. As for that American Airlines gate attendant, she is said to be doing okay.
So this next news story that you're about to hear is an update on the raving lunatic mother when she got out of jail.
Going out to a one and only exclusive. Only Local 10 was there as a woman accused of a Miami International Airport meltdown bonds out of jail. She was caught on camera having a violent outburst after being unable to find her children.
And that tantrum left one airline worker hurt. Local 10's Cody Weddle joins us live from West Miami-Dade with what she had to say. Cody.
And Bridget and Sanella, Camilia McMillie didn't say much as she bonded out of jail this morning. She did nod her head when asked whether she regrets her actions. She also said, I'm sorry.
Do you regret throwing the computer stuff?
A shy Camilia McMillie bonding out of jail, showing some contrition as she turned her back to our camera.
Anything you want to say to them?
I'm sorry.
McMillie, perhaps a bit embarrassed over this, the videos that have now gone viral. They show her in the same neon blue leggings going on a ticket counter tantrum at the Miami International Airport. Other passengers captured every angle on their cell phones. McMillie can be seen tearing gate ticket equipment from the counter. She even appears to chase an American Airlines employee. At one point, a computer monitor hurled at one of the agents who was hit on the shoulder. Police say McMillie went on the tirade after she couldn't find her two young children. They had wandered off to the restroom. McMillie telling us today her children are back with her mother in her home state of Alabama. She bonded out on a $4,500 bond and faces charges of aggravated battery and disorderly conduct.
And McMillie was in Miami on a layover to New York. That American Airlines gate agent only suffered minor bruising. We're live in West Miami-Dade. I'm Cody Weddle, Local 10 News.
All right, so a lot of times when I open up my AOL mail, I see stories there in the news. This one's through Yahoo Sports. So Sha'Carri Richardson, this is the title of the article. This is Yahoo Sports. The story is by Callie Lawson Freeman. This story came out on January 21st, 2023. And it's titled, Sha'Carri Richardson Records Removal from Plane. Tell me, quotations, tell me if I'd be wrong to pursue legal actions. So if you don't know who she is, Sha'Carri Richardson is an American track and field star. And now she was considering pursuing legal action against American Airlines. So the article goes on to read, American track star Sha'Carri Richardson was recently removed from an American Airlines flight after an exchange with a flight attendant. If the situation sounds familiar, it's because free agent wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. was also removed on an American Airlines flight from an American Airlines flight after an exchange with a flight attendant recently. Richardson posted two videos from the incident to Instagram on Saturday, claiming that a flight attendant she identified as John threatened her and a fan who asked for a photo. Quotations again. Tell me if I'd be wrong to pursue legal action against the airline. Unquote, she wrote. So she had put some posts on Instagram is what I'm seeing here. And the story goes on to read that Richardson wrote on her Instagram story that she ended a phone call at the flight attendant's request. She added that she told him she didn't like the tone he used. According to her captions, he continued to look at her phone while presenting attendants with safety protocols and demanded that she show him the phone, which she said she did. She posted two videos on her official Instagram of the situation. The first video begins as a recording of herself saying that she was going on vacation. Then a flight attendant quickly leans into frame and appears to reach in her direction. Quote, I'm recording me, but you jumped in my video, so I caught you because you jumped in my video. Unquote, Richardson says to the flight attendant in the video. Then she goes on to say, you're harassing me at this point, so I think you should stop. I think you should stop. In the second video, Richardson appears to say that the flight attendant should be reprimanded when another passenger is heard confronting her because he's going to miss his connecting flight. Then she goes on to say, oh, so you're worried about a connection when a grown man is disrespecting me? Richardson replied. I don't give a ish, the passenger answered back. Eventually, other flight attendants can be heard telling Richardson that the captain asked for her removal. She is heard asking if the captain knows about the flight attendant's behavior and attempting to give her side of events. The crew continued to push for her removal, and she got up to leave a few minutes later. Passengers applauded. Beckman commented on both of Richardson's posts saying, tell me you got kicked off an American Airlines flight for no reason. Wait, but I'm the a-hole, he added with plenty of laugh emojis. Okay, so I wasn't there. I don't know what was going on. But, yeah, I mean, sounds minor to me. She just sounded like she was causing a disruption. I didn't hear any like threats to anybody physically. They were just getting into it. So they had enough of her. I was like, get off. Oh, just gotta chill, man. Get your priorities straight. What do you want to do? Do you want to get to your destination? Or do you want to argue with flight attendants? Me personally, I just want to sit my ass on the airplane. I'm talking about when I travel for my own personal convenience, vacations or whatever. Sit my ass down, get my drink, maybe have my snacks, watch my Netflix or whatever it is, and chill. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. I just want to chill. Everybody needs to chill.
Just chill.
And I also want to talk about the 10 annoying plane etiquette violations by passengers. All right, before we end this. And I don't mean this to be a rant just about passengers. Trust me, I can complain or rant about other airline employees, other flight attendants, other pilots, myself, whatever. The FAA, other airlines, whatever. No one's perfect. But this is more so like an informative podcast to, so your trip can go smoother. How to butter up to the flight attendant and get little perks. You know, if you come at me with honey, I will come at you with honey. Plus that white devil called sugar. Okay? That's bad for your teeth. But it's sweet. So, the top 10 annoying plane etiquette violations by passengers. So kicking the back of the seats on the airplane. Usually that's a kiddie thing. I've noticed in my experience. And again, like we're talking about that lady and her children, who's responsible, the parent. If your child is kicking the back of the seat and there's a passenger sitting in front, you need to nip that in the bud. Because all that's going to do is cause them to become irritated. They're going to call the flight attendant and try to have flight attendant resolve the issue. Or even worse, they may try to resolve the issue with you, the parent, and start cursing you out, making a scene or whatever. Nip that in the bud. I know they're kids, but you're there to teach them. Okay? That's not cool. Imagine you sitting there trying to like take a nap or read or whatever, and somebody's just kicking the back of your seat. You're going to be pissed. You don't care if it's kids. You're going to be like, knock it off. All right. So drunk and disruptive passengers. Yeah. Now I've dealt with this more than I like to say. But yes, I've had people removed from flights. I know you see these commercials like Virgin Atlantic. Well, they're not even around anymore. Virgin America, whatever. They would advertise and how they have a bar on the plane and all this nonsense. My airline is a major airline and it's a family environment. It's not the club. It's not the disco. Don't come up there and get on the airplane and try to get lit. Now, if you want to have a cocktail or two and you can relax and you know how to behave, that's cool. But it's not the bar in your hometown. All right. It's not Fort Lauderdale spring break time to be acting like a lunatic, drinking like a maniac. You better hold your liquor and nip it in the bud. It's not a party plane. It's not a party bus. We're not having that. Because some people are fun drunks. Some people are dumb drunks. And some people are violent drunks. No one needs that on a tiny metal tube smushed in together like a bunch of sardines. No one wants that. You better chill. To those passengers who like to get lit on airplanes. All right, smells from poor hygiene. Yo, take a shower. Take a shower. The flight might be full. You might be sitting next to someone. Take a shower. Why? This is common decency. You may get on a flight that's meant to be 45 minutes, but maybe you get caught in some weather delays. Now you're on that plane for 3 hours and someone has to sit next to you and smell you. Just take a shower and wear some deodorant. That's nice. Thanks. All right. Inattentive parents. Now, we've already discussed this about the lady not watching her kids and, you know, kid kicking the back of your seat. But just there are the parents, too, that let their kids like run all over the place on the airplane. It's like, this is not a playground. Bring some coloring books. Bring that iPad full of, you know, kitty videos or whatever downloaded. Have them prepared and ready. Bring some crayons. All right. I may not have them, but you're the parent. Those are your kids. You know what they like. You know it's going to chill them out. Do these things. It'll make your life easier. Another thing that annoys people is eating foul-smelling food. So, you know, burgers and fries and things like that and salads. But maybe not so much sushi or Indian food or things like that. That can be quite fragrant. On an airplane, those things you maybe just want to eat at the airport restaurant. But bring them on the airplane, that's not cool. Or anything fishy. Hogging the armrest. Hey. There's enough armrest for each of you. Use some common sense there. You also want to watch reclining the seat fully back. Because, you know, people are using their tray tables to eat and things like that. And that's just not cool. They're trying to eat their meal or use their laptop and your seat is fully reclined back. You might want to just kind of look first and see if they're using the tray table before you do that. Just a nice common courtesy. And then if you're sitting in a row and someone's like, you see that the other person is kind of busy. You know, we get a lot of business passengers and they love to do their work on the flight because they should have did it when they were at home. But they're going to do some last minute nonsense on the flight with their graphs. They got a lot of graphs. But anyway, just kind of pay attention to the vibe, to the environment. They may not want to talk to you. They may be really busy. They got to work on these graphs. So let them work on their graphs. You're bored or the plane out of your turn. No, when we like the board inside, we like to take people, my parents with really small children or babies, they need some extra time. Passengers with disabilities, they may need a little extra time. So Joe Schmo here that's able-bodied or shouldn't be walking up to group one and trying to board first. That's just rude. Same thing with deplaning. Most people like to be courteous and go row by row. And that's probably what you should do. If you're in row 18 and you come running up before row one gets up, you're a jerk. Knock it off. All right. And at the beginning of this podcast, I already made a joke about it, but it's not a joke. That's a real announcement that I make. Because sometimes I will hear somebody's movie or I hear music or a video game and it's like extremely loud. Like, why do I need to make an announcement to tell you to use headphones or earbuds on a full flight? Like, who the hell do you think you are that you could just play that loudly in the cabin and that you're not disturbing other people? But yes, lastly, number 10, listening to music or movies. I wrote down too loudly, but without using headphones or earbuds. Yo, plug it up. We do not want to hear your music. I don't want to hear your movie. And you're listening to some political podcast. I don't want to hear that crap either. It's 21st century. Act like you know. Like I said, if you can afford the smartphone, then you can afford AirPods or whatever brand you want to use. That's my two cents. Well, folks, that's all she wrote, literally. But just remember, next time you fly, be considerate of others around you. Let's not be typical Americans. And we're not all like that, of course. But hey, if you want to watch that Netflix movie, listen to a podcast, play a video game, just remember to wear your AirPods, earbuds, headphones, Beats, whatever. Thanks.